gotta get it. You have to.
I'm buying everything.
Because I'm a hypebeast, you know?
Unlimited, bro. These are actually pretty fire, bro.
And I'm the youngest flexer in the game.
This is the In Hype Podcast.
Don't believe the hype.
Where Kelly King talks entrepreneurship, manufacturing, marketing, and everything to dominate the physical product business. In the hype. Make the future, and let's get into the show.
Transform your product idea into a business reality. I'm Kelly Keene, and this is End Hype. All right, today we're going to talk about five growth hacks to power product launch marketing. Now, you can use these strategies to grow your business, grow your sales, or you can line these things up ahead of time, similar to the traction products that we're always talking about, to get yourself that foundation of audience, of interest, so you can put the product in to your community and see those immediate sales. Like, so there's this fallacy that you have to create the product, and then once it fully exists, you can start to market. And this becomes really difficult because there's a lag. There's a time for some of these things to work. You know, more old school digital marketing like SEO, which you absolutely have to do, and I'm not even going to bother mentioning today, it might take 3 months, 6 months, 12 months before you get those search engine returns when people, you know, search the keyword that you're going for. So it's not really helpful to do a lot of these strategies after the product exists. We want to think about things that we can do, you know, a month before, 2 months before, and prime the market, ready the market, so when we have our prototype or we have the product to sell, we're dropping it in for success. We're not trying to figure out the next business problem, which is, okay, I have a thing, now how do I sell it, which is crazy. But our baseline, and this is the number one marketing hack that people want to skip over, they want to avoid, is this is our baseline. I won't even really consider this a growth hack. This is what we're going to build all of those hacks on. This is the foundation that makes everything about your business work, is knowing who you're actually trying to sell to, who you're trying to market to. Effective marketing is down to our ideal customer avatar. It's like speaking to one person, right? Even if you have multiple different avatars that your product could be good for, when you run that Facebook ad, when you create that blog post, when you create that video, it's like you're speaking to that one specific person. You know what tribe they belong to, right? You know where they get their information, who they listen to. You know their problems. You know other products that they buy, hobbies they have. You know that person. So you can create effective marketing for them, just for them. Not bland marketing, not just shouting your message out in the town square, but laser targeted ninja marketing that speaks and resonates directly with them. So they see it and they think, oh my God, Callie's made this product just for me. I got to at least click, right? And then your copy, your video, your structure, your offer, the quality of your product, the testimonials, all those other things will carry you through. But you at least have to know how to set it up. And that is with creating an ideal customer avatar. And we have a worksheet for this, but it's also something that we talk about in the Innovate program, something that we have clients run through first thing. That's how important it is that we create the ideal customer avatar pretty much immediately. So let's talk some growth hacks. So let's start off really, really basic, and something that people they overlook is the most potent marketing channel, the one where we can get the most sales, the most traction, the most interaction with, is also pretty much the oldest one. It's email marketing. It's the digital equivalent of direct sales, direct marketing. So this is definitely one of those, this is one of those tactics that people wait until they have news, they wait until they have the launch and to start collecting emails. I have people create a smoke test or a landing page day one. And it'll have the value proposition or, hey, we're working on something really cool. Sign up for exclusive deals and information. Put your email in below. So that's really common with a landing page. Get people to sign up for the newsletter. What is uncommon is the way that we're going to grow that. More commonly, people will just assume that it's going, like, people are going to land. Maybe they'll put in their email address. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll see the offer. Maybe they won't. But they don't do anything with the email addresses. People just sign up, and that's it. Or maybe they put out a boring newsletter that's like, here's an update of what we're doing. Like, that's kind of cool. But we want to send these people through a nurture sequence, right? We want them to understand about who we think they are, what the problem is. All that cool research that you've done in developing the product, you can reuse that research to discuss their problems, discuss what you talk to people in customer interviews, like why other products are no good, and get them excited about what you're working on so you can nurture them as a customer. And then if you're able to adequately nurture them, you can ask them to refer a friend, right? You can ask them to take an action, and that's going to compound these other tactics that we're going to use, these other ways to growth hack, right? So we want to create a base of success, and we want to build off of this base. So consistently looking at each of these and then thinking, how can I capture an email address, is very important. I know, people want to run Facebook ads. We're not going to talk about that, but email lets you own your customer list, right? And the value of your business is going to be partially based on that customer list, that email list, what the open rates are, what the click-through rates are. So nurturing that list and keeping it warm through the nurture sequence, through engaging content that we'll talk about later, is very important. So when you do launch and you send those sales emails, people are actually opening it up. But if you're relying on your Facebook group or your Instagram followers or any of those other platforms, the world could change on you, right? YouTube could change, Facebook could change, and the marketing on those platforms could become much more difficult. They could have reasons why you can't contact, or it's more difficult to contact them. So you own those emails, own your customer list, keep hacking to grow that email list. So the next hack that I want to talk about is community. And this is another thing that people say, well, who would want to join a community around my product? I'm like, well, you're right. Like, probably no one. But if you create a community around the solution that your product provides, right? So you could think, like, now GoPro is so big that GoPro could create a GoPro group on Facebook, and people would sign up. That's great. But, like, let's pretend that they're not a major brand and they're just about to publish their product, right? They could create a group that's on action photography and how cool action photography is, and they could create that on Facebook. They can make it so you have to join. You have to put in your email address. Answer a few questions like, what products do you use? Where do you like to do action photography? What's your favorite rig? All those things that, hint, hint, are going to fuel your launch, fuel your product development. They could have done that day one and then gone to all the other groups and start inviting people. They could start participating. They could start pushing people into that group and then taking that content that we're going to be creating, putting it in there, or just curating articles, putting it in there. And then that gives you something that you can talk about in the emails. It also gives you something that you can curate and then send out as emails. We're building on the previous steps. So we're knowing our customer better. We're fueling our email marketing. We're getting the connection, the content to then boost those previous things. So I'm a big fan of that strategy. I've definitely seen that work in a number of spaces. And it's easy to take that information and then move it over and say, hey, we've listened to you. You guys are incredible. We've created a product that we think is incredible. How would you like to try it and give us some feedback? Because you've added so much value to them. It's easy to then take it to that next level. So another one of my favorite hacks is using social media to get attention for what you're trying to do. People don't want to show the product development process, maybe because it's seeing how the sausage is made, kind of messy process, frustrating process. Maybe it's an intellectual property issue. Like, you don't want to actually show what your product is until it's boom, ready to launch. You have the patent in place, whatever it is, that's fine. But people use that as an excuse to not engage on social media at all. And regardless of your product, what you're trying to do, the journey of you as an entrepreneur is interesting, right? And it's going to be really interesting once you have a successful product launch, right? So if you're documenting that journey, and this is like something Gary Vee talks about all the time, right? Is you can just talk about how you're doing, hey, I just met with a marketing team. I learned this tip, hey, I just wrote a blog. Here it is. This is why I think writing blogs aren't for me. It's so hard. You can tell that story, and you can do it through, a Facebook page. You can do it through a blog. You can do it through a podcast. You can do it through video. You can do it through an Instagram. You can do it through Twitter. Whatever platform and the cadence that works for you, you can find that story. But the story of somebody being an entrepreneur is interesting. Like, we all love reality TV. We all love the behind the scenes, the gains, the losses, the tricks, the things that worked. This is all very interesting. It's like an entrepreneur ride along. It's great. But once you're successful, all of that content is like 10x value, 100x value. Cause then it's like, hey, this is the blueprint. Hey, you've been following me this whole time and you're a fan of me, right? Hey, now I can make something else. I don't have to be just this one thing, just this one product. I am me making this product with you. So social media is, of course, a major, major advantage for entrepreneurs because it lets us play on the same field as massive brands. It lets us communicate directly with customers, with collaborators, with partners in a way that was just previously freakishly impossible. But people want to take all those advantages and they want to kick it onto the other side of product and say, I'll just use social media to sell my product. And I'm like, it's called social media. It's a dialogue. It's communication. We can start that on day one. We don't have to wait and then just falsely use it as a push platform to, push our product and say, hey, I have this ritzy, fancy company, and now we've made this thing, and it's for sale. It should be a natural evolution of your story, right? Now we're coming out with this thing. Check it out. So way better. Definitely, definitely a hack. And the people that do this successfully, where they really see the growth hack, is that on launch day, right around launch day, where people are rediscovering that story. And you'll see highly accelerated launches because people are then buying into them as a brand versus them as a product. Okay? So I really, really like that. I really push people to do this. Okay? Let's go a little bit more traditional. And again, if you know me, you know how I like to structure these things. Everything builds on itself. I try not to put one thing in front of another, right? And this next is people get kind of tripped up. They get tripped up on it. So let's talk about press. There's There's so many ways to growth hack press right now. Okay. This is like one of those traditional things that people want to take advantage of and they don't really know how to do it. So, we've done some product launches and we've built very fast backlinks, which goes back to the SEO thing, which goes back to the eyeball thing. I will say, fast attention aside, crowdfunding campaigns are one of the fastest ways of building backlinks and getting attention that I've seen of any specific launch strategy, but we need to set ourselves up ahead of schedule, even if you were going to use crowdfunding. So people can see us, and then even more people are going to write about us, even more people are going to publish us in their magazine, and so we get more and more links, not just like let it happen in the last week of a 30-day campaign. It's not really going to help your sales so much. So press. Everybody wants to get published in press, like in, you know, in Engadget or in one of those, you know, Boing Boing or whatever, you know, website or newspaper or magazine or whatever people like. Just understand that there's a couple components to this. One, if you go and you pay nothing for a press release, you will get a press release published. It will go out to thousands of websites, but there are thousands of websites that nobody reads. There's a reason why it's free or like $50 and like anybody can submit it. Just think like how often you've read a press release on one of those websites. Unless you're kind of weird, the answer is never. Like no one reads that. I don't think that Google is dumb enough to think that those websites are legitimate sources either. So the links to your website don't have tremendous value. What does have tremendous value is from credible news sources. Please don't fall victim to people that are selling, they're selling services on like Fiverr. Hey, $50, you can get published in the New York Times or on, you know, Washington Post website or, you know, in Forbes. It seems like Forbes, Entrepreneur Magazine, like, you know, those magazines seem to be really common and people fall victim to this. It's like, you're not going to be published on that official website, but there are ways of getting published on those sites. So let's talk about those, because with a little bit of effort, this can gain you a lot of attention, right? Proportional from the zero to great. Now, understand the things that we already talked about. Like we have our website set up so you can capture emails with a compelling reason why they should get the email. So if random people do see your website, they're going to put in the email address. You have a community that you could point people to. You have content that you've built that's telling the story. So now when we reach out to reporters, when we use these tools and they go, the first thing that somebody's going to want to do is check you out. They search your name. You exist. Like this company exists. The progress exists. Something exists. So they feel like you're a little bit more legitimate. If you haven't done those other things and you're just like invisible, it's harder to have any level of credibility, right? So some cool things is there's a website called Help a Reporter Out, H-A-R-O. And here's the deal is like, there's a lot going on in this world and there's not as many, I guess not as many reporters, or it's hard to figure out like what to actually write about. And if you go to Help a Reporter Out, you can say, hey, I have information on this, right? Hey, I'm doing this. I'm working with these people. And you can pitch reporters to write an article about what you're doing. Now, this goes back to having that community and actually targeting what people are doing, what their problems are, because most likely a reporter is not going to write a story that's specifically about your product launch. That would be crazy, right? Somebody might do a gear review when you have your product, but ahead of that, it's like, hey, Callie's working with this group of people and this is the problem that they have. And yeah, we're creating solutions to improve their lives and we've done it with these other products And this is what the community is into. And here's a member in our community, and let's highlight them. And here's another member in our community. See how this all builds together. And then it's a compelling story that somebody's actually going to want to write about and put you into that story. So that works. Writing a story about your product launch probably won't work. But if you are gearing more towards that, you could look at local newspapers. You know, their business section, they're always looking for a business to write about. I have friends that have gotten just a write-up like, hey, this guy opened up a new location. This guy has a new restaurant. This guy has a new business. And, hey, this is exciting. Your county would be very interested in that. Hey, these guys just expanded and hired 10 people. Hey, these people are putting out their third product on Kickstarter. Let's talk about crowdfunding. So local papers are pretty interested in this. And like, from a digital perspective, the backlink from those pages is still very valuable from to tell Google, like, hey, you have a reputable website. Like from a marketing perspective, from getting millions of eyeballs, probably not, but like from a respectability standpoint, still pretty good. The best growth hacking solution that I can offer that's with traditional press is if you know who your competitors are, and again, because you have this community, because you've talked to the tribe, you know other products that these people use, you know their problems, you can find other articles that have been written about that space, right? And then you can find who's written them. You can use a service like hunter.io and find those people's email addresses, and you can pitch them a story, right? And there are services out there that can automate this and get you lists of hundreds of these reporters. But reaching out to them and saying, hey, you wrote an article just like this. I'm creating a product that solves that. Here's you know, members in our community. Again, the same thing, members in our community. This is the problem, just like you talked about. Here's what we're doing to solve it. Here's results that we've gotten. You can use this early, and you can use this later. So you can use this as a business growth tool, and you can use this as a product launch tool. Definitely a very powerful hack. It will actually require work, and that's why it works. That's why less people do it, because you have to do a little bit of mining to make that happen. So really, really like that one. But just think of the previous steps. They have to exist for that to work out. And then our last hack that I want to talk about is something that I want you to think about embedding in all of the actions that you do, everything that you do. And we'll call this partner for virality. And I could talk about this for 40 minutes easily, but when we look at our initial customers, we have coaching clients, we have people in Innovate go through, and just like Russell Brunson asked to list your dream customers, who are the customers that if they bought your product or were advocates for your brand would absolutely fundamentally change your business, right? So when we look at things like that, it's not because we want to be so cool that we want like Michael Jordan as a customer. That's fine, but what we really want is the credibility and the reach of having one of those dream customers. We want to solve a problem at the highest level so we can demonstrate through a testimonial or through some kind of social proof, like, hey, if this works for this guy, it definitely will work for you. So think about when you're going after customers. That's one aspect of embedding virality. We always talk about making something worth sharing. So I don't think we've done a podcast on this, but we did an Instagram short video on this. Make something that's so good, that's so over the top. I think that's what the caption said, is better over the top than under the ground, right? This is a saying that I say all pretty frequently. It's goofy, but this is really important, is that we live in a world filled with noise, right? Filled with noise. lots of competitive products, lots of ads for products, a lot of, you know, disappointments, shams, all of that. So if you do create something, one of the most powerful tools that you have for cutting through all the garbage, all the noise, not having to run so many ads, is make a product where your customers look at it and it's so good that they want to share. They want to share it. They want to tell, you know, their parents, their friends, their cousin, you know, they want to share it in the community. They want to take a picture of it with Instagram. And we do this a ton of ways. So one thing, and you can see this in our unboxing videos, is have cool packaging, right? When you launch your product, have cool packaging. This will help when you are trying to sell your product too, because it's on your website, it'll look good. You know, have good photography, have good packaging, have a good unboxing video. These are the things that initially entice people. When they get it, you have great customer experience purchasing it easy. You know, use a platform that already exists and it's easy to purchase. Ship it, you know, ship it well. When they open it up, one of the things that has been the absolute game changer for us virality-wise is to actually have something in there that asks somebody like, hey, join our community, right? If you haven't already, join our newsletter and we'll give you this code. And this code is 10% off or $50 off for your friend, right? Something. Hey, you enjoyed this thing? Get this bonus when you refer a friend and they'll get this discount. So we create a product that's good enough to share. We over the top deliver. So if they think that they're going to get a 9 out of 10 product, we do 11 out of 10. You always get something extra, right? I don't care if it's a t-shirt, it's a booklet, it's a, you know, it's something. You get something that's beyond what your expectations were. Perfect quality is the baseline. We have to create distance with extra value, right? But then we ask through a mechanism, and this is going to be specific based on your community, based on your product, but we ask people to join the community and refer a friend, and we incentivize that behavior. Hey, post it on Instagram with hashtag getmoney, and we're going to give $1,000 away to one of the people that purchased this product between, you know, these dates. This ends here. Like, we're going to give you $500 and give you 10 of these units to give to your friends if you post hashtag get paid. You know, there's lots of ways of doing this, and this definitely works. It definitely works because people have followed your story, right? They hopefully are a member of your community, but if you ask them to join and they go and see and they're like, wow, there's actually a lot going on here, and they're not even selling me stuff. They're just basically talking about the thing that I'm really interested in. It's like that they know me because you did the ideal customer avatar. And then they're more inclined to want to share because they're a part of something, right? And they're more than just a customer. They're a piece of what you're trying to do. They're a partner in your business. And that's why we call this partner for virality, right? Is that we've set up a system where people are, they're following us. They understand our journey. We are creating real value for them. And then we're going in for that ask and we're incentivizing the behavior. And we're able to do that because we have a clear connection. We have a relationship, not just a transaction. This is why customers that take this approach and they do all this work, they dominate the competition, because the competition's just selling a widget, right? We're selling the world. We're selling everything. We're selling what they like, a solution to their problems. We're selling a community that supports them. We're selling a lot more than just that one thing, that one time. We're selling them on a brand, and that brand can keep delivering value product at launch after product launch after product launch. So I hope you like these growth hacks. I tried to narrow this list down. The list that we built is much, much longer than this, but I wanted them to be approachable. You should be able to take these strategies and implement them right now, and you should see how these strategies, you could use them 5 years from now, right? You could start today and build them over the next 3 months or 6 months into an incredibly powerful tool, or you could condense this behavior into like an all-out blitz and be ready for a launch in 30 days, just like we did with our start to Kickstarter launch in 20 days, where we did that challenge. Used pretty much the same exact formula here to build our customer list to over 1,200 and build a community to about 1,000, 1,500 people in that was basically a week. So we'll be publishing this as an article as well. So if you'd like to see some more in detail notes, you can go to redbluecollective.com. Of course, just like in here, sign up on redbluecollective.com for the newsletter. You'll get notifications when new podcasts drop. You'll get exclusive information that I only release on the newsletter. And it's a great way to stay in contact with me and get the same tips and tricks that I offer coaching clients or product development clients, but to just get them in your mailbox each week for free. And taking my own advice, partner for virality. If you like this information, if you care about physical products, if you care about entrepreneurship, please tell a friend about End Hype Podcast. We're trying to close out, shut down all of the garbage information that's out there and just give you actual, tactical, followable, human advice that we've used, that we've seen our clients use, that we've seen our friends use to build six-figure, seven-figure, eight-figure businesses around physical products, around innovation, around, you know, little tchotchkes all the way up to crazy robotic, you know, robotic, I don't even know what you'd call it, like monsters. So, you know, so please tell a friend. That's how the podcast grows. I like where it's going, but we grow by word of mouth, right? I'm not running thousands of dollars of ads to get people to sign up. That's not what it's all about. It's about figuring out what questions, what concerns, what problems that our audience has, building the information that I can deliver in 20, 30 minutes and giving that to you each week. If you have a burning bridge problem and you're like, this is what's going to prevent me from launching, message me, DM me, email me, hit me up on social, tell me what it is. I'll write a podcast about it just for you. We'll publish it. If you're an entrepreneur with a physical product, we're doing interviews as soon as we're able to travel. We've got some lined up, but we're really excited to get out there and interview people about their product, interview people about their journey, how they've overcome the same obstacles of money, of team, you know, of marketing, of all of those things that you might feel like you're holding, that are holding you back. Our friends, our clients have unique perspectives on how they've taken strategies that we talk about, their own strategies, and overcome those obstacles. I'm super excited to actually get out there and talk to people. But if you'd like to be on the podcast, if you'd like to talk about your product, what it does, how you came up with that idea, how you're uniquely solving a problem, hit me up. Let's do it. I get really excited about people's ideas and people's businesses. I like to sit down and just jam out about it. Gets me super fired up. So message me. We'll queue you up. I think we have 5-6 interviews already queued up, but we'll get you in there. All right. I appreciate you. This has been End Hype. I'm Callie Keene. I'm out.
Thank you for listening to the End Hype Podcast. Follow Callie on social at Callie Keene to stay up to date with a bunch of free content and information. Change your life and change the world. End Hype.